It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
Yo, police!
When Ham the astroturf says, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only. He's the poster child for no cloning. Paul LaVoy.
All right, baby, we're going old school right now. That's right, a little Born Free Kid Rock. Well, you know, my first guest is also my second guest. That's kind of weird. We never really played it that way, but the late David Rose is what I'm going to call him today. I know he's listening, so he's going to laugh. But you know what? At least he has something to look forward to now that he's the late David Rose. He gets the joke, trust me. Anyway, David Rose, of course, a candidate for Legislative District 30 State Representative. And then the second half of the show, because we normally talk to the school district on this day, which is the fourth Wednesday of the month. Well, Jason, I think he's on vacation. I did get a text from him today, and he was like, hey, I didn't even plan anybody, but if you want, I can get somebody in there. And I'm like, you know what? Go enjoy your vacation. We got this. So anyway, David Rose is going to put on his school board hat for the second half of the show. We'll give you some school board updates. You can call in and talk to Mr. Rose or Candidate Rose. First half will be Candidate Rose. Second half will be President Rose. Oh, boy, he would love that, wouldn't he? Anyway, I'm not going there. I'm definitely not calling him Mr. President. So, anyway, David Rose on his way in. And a little programming side note, too. And I haven't confirmed this, but I have. I just got off the phone with James Jarman from Mojave College. James is going to take over tomorrow for Brian Springberg. Brian is going to take a little hiatus for now. And anyway, we'll see when he comes back. But, yeah, James Jarman will be on tomorrow for Mojave College. And then on Friday, you will have the Dana Show. So it's been a while since we've had all 3 hours of the Dana Show. And we love bringing you that show. You know, I have to admit, my favorite segment is Florida Man. I love it when in the intro to Florida Man, when it goes, wee-haw! Like, you know, when it's Dana in the background, apparently, doing on the production, and I can't remember what his name is. Anyway, I like the show, and we're going to bring you 3 hours on Friday, so there you have it. I wanted to talk to David about this, you know, this little kerfuffle, I'm going to call it, but somebody called me out for the questions at the forum, and his name is Paul, too, coincidentally. And I'll handle that privately, but please, folks, I just read what was handed to me, okay? So that's that, and if you want to talk about it online, why don't we talk about it in a private message and not air our public differences? How does that sound? So before you go throwing those public A-bombs out there, think a little bit, man. You might save the community a little bit of grief. And let's let things calm down a little bit. And, yeah, just, you know, do the old Rodney King thing. Why can't we all just get along? for a minute. How about 1 minute? I'll take that. So, anyway, again, David Rowe's on his way in. Not sure where he is, but there's this really cool event that's coming up, and I have to mention it. It's on Saturday, July 18th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's called Camp Havasu Back to School Health Fair. And what really caught my eye wasn't the whole really cool graphics and the flyer and all the colors and stuff. It says free breakfast on it. That's the part that caught my eye. And free admission. And it is on the 18th, 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Lake Havasu City Aquatic Center, of course, 100 Park Avenue. I don't even know why people put the address on there, because everyone knows, hey, there's the Aquatic Center, right? Treasure hunt, popcorn, face painting, prizes, all kinds of stuff. School immunizations, sports physicals. I remember those, man. That was kind of an anxious time of year, too. You know, do I tell them about my knee or don't I? Let's see, kids' haircuts, vision screenings, developmental screenings, and there's a pediatrician there, Dr. Hindman. And it's the Havasu Community Health Foundation is putting this on, the Camp Havasu Back to School Health Fair. There is a flyer on our door on the mothership, right outside the mothership at 1845 McCulloch Boulevard is where we're located. And this is the HCHF, Havasu Community Health Foundation, brought to you by, of course, Anderson, by the White Sheet, by Radio Central, Republic Services, and just all kinds of partners there. Oh, right on. She brought me my only fan. Thank you, Marissa. That's opposed to OnlyFans, by the way, folks. So, all right, Havasu Regional Medical Center is on that sponsor list. You've got, man, it's kind of blurry. It's hard to read. Mile markers and a whole host of sponsors. So that's going to be a lot of, I wouldn't say fun, but it will definitely be fun for parents to get all of that out of the way in one day. Camp Havasu Back to School Health Fair, Saturday, July 18th. Go over to your little calendar that's on the fridge right now or in your office. Circle that day, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. You might want to get there early because it sounds like there's a heck of a lot going on, all right? So, also, help support Havasu Silent Witness. If you see something, say something. You can remain anonymous and support law enforcement. And the reason why you want to help support Silent Witness is because the cash rewards that come from, you think they come from the police department? They do not. They come from private donations. And we're a 501c3. I say we because I am on the board. And I have a Havasu Silent Witness, the number 928-854-TIPS. You can call in that way. You can send an email to tips@lhcaz.gov. And you can go to the city's website, go to the police section of the website, and I believe it's there as well. Silent Witness takes tips from everyday citizens that could lead to the arrest of a wanted criminal. Silent Witness raises funds to pay rewards through contributions and donations from private citizens and local businesses. Havasu Silent Witness. There you have it. Just keep that number in your head or keep it in your phone. 854-TIPS. Ah, speaking of Silent Witness, look who's here. Wow, it's the late David Rose.
Hey, what's up, man?
The best part about being the late David Rose, though, is you have something to look forward to, right?
Right.
I'm just saying. That was a good one, right?
It was great.
That's like the best joke we have between each other, right, is the one where you're standing on the stairs and I'm at the top of the landing and it's 118 degrees out, right?
Yeah,
and
that's
you
right.
Say,
it's hotter than hell.
And I say, I wouldn't know. I just wouldn't know. All right, welcome to the show, Candidate Rose. And you literally have that hat on.
Yeah.
That says David Rose for LD3.
30.
Or LD30 state rep. I remember when it was LD, oh my goodness, LD9? I'm thinking, and CD6. Yeah, that was the Trent Franks days. But anyway, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Glad to always be here.
I don't know if you heard on the radio, I got a text this morning from Jason about, do you need a guest today? He hadn't thought of it, and I said, nah, we got this. So I didn't even mention you. I didn't want him to think that, you know, that you were usurping his authority or anything like that. So
all good.
All good. Just a little disclaimer here. I have endorsed David Rose for LD30 state representative. You're welcome.
Thank you.
The candidates forum. I was kind of talking about that a little bit. What did you think?
You know, I think it was great. It's hard to answer questions in such a short amount of time. And
long questions?
Yeah, long. Oh, my gosh. They were extremely long. But, you know, two-part questions. But, no, it was great. It's a great opportunity for the citizens of our community to come out and get informed, meet the candidates, connect with them. The candidates connect with community members. That's the part that is extremely important. And for people to get informed, we live in a time where politics has got so nasty, people have just disengaged. And so we need people to reengage, have honest conversations. You don't have to agree with each other on policy. You and I have had those conversations about myself and board member Ramon. We don't agree on things, but we've been able to work very well together. And we both set on opposite sides of the aisle. So those forums, I think, are opportunity for people to have great conversation and get to know each other and hear one another out. So I think it's great.
Speaking of Lisa Ramon, I want to talk about that in the second half of the show when you have on your school board hat. Because she has pulled petitions.
Correct.
So I want to talk about that particular subject when we come back from that break at the bottom of the hour. I want to keep, just for those candidates who are going to do their second interview, I'm going to do an hour with each mayoral candidate and the write-in candidate starting on the 13th of July,
nice,
leading up to the 17th. And it's going to be very informal. None of these, questions in that. But what are your possibly future constituents? Mm-hmm. What are they most talking about?
A lot of people are concerned about one. The main topics across all of the district that we hear about are affordability, water, our land. We're watching, especially here in Lake Havasu, the shoreline, protecting the shoreline, and what State Land Trust has been doing. We're having those conversations. And roads and infrastructure, our water infrastructure, those types of things, and sustainability, for our community. So those are the things, as we've traveled the district, are the very common conversations. And each of those conversations look very different in each community. For example, when we talk about water, water shortage is not an issue in Lake Havasu City. We only we only use half of our allocation that we're allotted. So we don't have that issue here. But when I drive down the street to Parker and to Salome, Arizona, and I go up, those conversations look very, very, very different. And so you have to take the time to hear people out, understand what their individual community is dealing with, and be willing to work with them to come up with solutions.
There's so much changing in the political landscape, like every week, especially with water.
Yeah.
Now, you hear Leo come in here, and all of a sudden there's a deal they're working with, someone down, the plant down in Rocky Point.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the Spanish name right offhand. And then there's an article in the RJ about a desal plant in San Diego County, and they're talking about recharging Lake Mead and then us giving some back to California at the same time. And it almost makes me wish that there was not early voting, because there's so much happening every week as far as the news cycle goes.
Right.
Are you feeling the same thing?
Things are constantly changing, but, honestly, most voters at this point there's two sides of the coin. People who are engaged have made up their mind who they're going to vote
Uber
for.
Uber engaged.
Yeah, yeah. They already have made up their decision a couple months ago who their candidate was for each office. And then you have people right now going, who do I vote for?
Uh-huh.
So that's why golden tickets are extremely important, and people rely on those because they are disconnected and they have no idea, who the candidates are and who they should be voting for. And as times change, like you said, every week news cycles are different, things are changing. Candidates got to find a way to stay connected with voters. I think that's extremely important, and to stay out of the political fray and just really be concerned about what the voters, what things mean to them, what their issues are, what concerns them, whether it's affordability, For senior citizens, rather it is the younger generation trying to figure out, you know, what does affordability look like for me trying to, you know, live the American dream and buy a home and start a family and live in a community that has jobs and opportunity. So those are the conversations that we got to sit down and have and be honest with each other about. You know, housing has been a big thing, and I'm a free market guy. I believe in the free market, allowing the market to do what it does. And I don't believe, you know, more government doesn't change and better, you know, the government doesn't make people's lives better. And so if we're looking to the government to fix our housing crisis, that is not the answer. It's going to make it worse.
You read my mind.
Yeah.
I'll give you a great example. HB 2999. Right? The governor signs it. Oh, one of the miracles of modern politics. Governor Hobbs signed a bill into law. But it gives developers, right? They can go for these loans that are now tax-free in Arizona.
Correct.
And that's going to save on the price of a house, really.
Right.
I think it's going to put a lot more money in a developer's pocket, or at least the amount of
correct.
The taxes.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, no, 1,000%. More government isn't the answer to fixing our housing issue. I believe in a free market, and to fix, you know, an affordability issue is to bring more job opportunity, to pull back red tape. The only thing I support as far as the government getting involved from a state level when it comes to contractors, construction, those things, or building communities, is to pull back the red tape and then stay out of it. Let local government run their own communities and let the market do what it does. So,
I think one question I really want to ask, I haven't perfected the wording on it yet, but it involves the term social media of all candidates. How do you feel about social media? What is your extent of use of social media, monitoring social media? How do you stay off or on or involved with social media without creating a firestorm?
You know, I have a campaign team that runs my social media. They show me, you know, some things that people say, and I just don't have time to stay focused on it. You know, I think social media is great for getting your message out there, but it can also be, there's the negative side of the coin that we've all seen, and especially it's been really bad in this election cycle.
In one particular race, I agree.
Yeah. And, you know, there's this group of people that like to, what we would call disruptors, and they just create false narratives and turn them and spin it to be the truth. And it's sad. But I just ignore it. You know, there's things that's brought to me, hey, this was said, and it's just not true. And so we keep our social media, you know, my campaign focused on getting our message out, of what I'm going to do as the next state representative to represent LD30, and we stay out of the drama. I don't have time for it. I think it's a waste of headspace, and
right.
Your IQ, after you read it, your IQ has been lowered. So,
wow.
So,
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, so political science. A lot of people will gauge the legitimacy, that's a good word, of a candidate by, do they have signs out? Don't they have signs out?
Right.
What do their signs look like? None of that,
yeah.
You know. And I know there's some candidates who are heavy on signs, some aren't heavy on signs. There is a point to this, because there's somebody in Bullhead, and I know who it is, who is creating a sign that points to the sign that says something derogatory about that candidate.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Is that a good diplomatic
yeah,
way to put it?
It is.
Is that legal?
So it is,
you
know, it's covered under yes and no. So
isn't that against ordinances though, that, you know, with, sign littering, do they have permission to put that sign up?
I think as long as they have registered, from what I understand with the law, as long as they have registered as a PAC, and they have to show how they paid for their signs. Unfortunately, this individual has not done that.
There's no phone number on this sign?
There is. No, it says paid for and there is, but it doesn't have the last name. So there's some questions on if that's legal or not. And let's just be honest, one of those signs that he's done is against me, and it says.
Oh, I wasn't going to bring
that up. I can, because, you know, I've always been honest about my past, and, you know, I gave my life to Christ in prison, and I'm not proud of who I used to be, but I'm proud of who God is and what he has done in my life, and I'm very thankful for my salvation. So for this person to create this sign, and You know, it says, here's the funny thing. It says Kentucky Department of Corrections inmate number, and the inmate number goes to some lady.
Really?
And I'm like, that wasn't even my inmate number, but.
A lady?
Yeah.
Were you in a ladies'
do
prison?
Do I look like a woman? You know?
Well,
that's funny.
You don't identify
anyway,
as one anyway.
Absolutely. But I just think, you know, their messaging is, all it does is tell my story, because then people reach out like, hey, what's this about? And it gives me an opportunity to be like, hey, this is who I used to be. You know, and I turn my life around, and I've committed the rest of my life to service, and it allows the story of Jesus Christ to be told for me. So that's, you know, I don't pay attention to that stuff. It's not going to help them, especially, you know, Lake Havasu City. Everybody knows my story. You know, we went through this right in the school board race, and
that's when you really had it.
And here's what's funny. You know, I won't say who, but I had a particular person who is in the law industry. They are in the legal, you know,
profession,
uh-huh. And the legal profession is supporting me. People that are in the legal profession are supporting me, and I can't go because they can't endorse in those professions.
I didn't know that.
I have been endorsed by my seatmate on the school board, Matthew Houston, who, you know, is also an assistant county prosecutor. So this individual comes to me who is in a very prominent position in the legal field and said, sure, I just think it's funny that all the people that are attacking you all have criminal past and all the people who are supporting you are on the law, you know, in the legal industry. Uh-huh. And we love your story. It shows the system works. And so anyway, yeah.
It shows redemption.
Correct.
For sure. So, okay. Speaking of which, turning point. You obviously would be endorsed by Turning Point.
I am endorsed
you're
by Turning Point.
You're a Turning Point type candidate.
Correct.
If you're not a Turning Point.
Well, and I'm the chief pastor of TPUSA Faith.
Has that, though, been a detriment at all?
Not at all. No.
Not everybody's on board with Turning Point, though, right?
No, there's not. There's people that don't. But, you know, I don't agree with every viewpoint that Turning Point has.
Uh-huh.
For the most part, we align. You know, Charlie's vision, I aligned 100% with. And
you were personal friends with Charlie.
Correct. And Charlie actually is one of the reasons I ran for office. So in the first place when I ran for school board, you know, my relationship with Turning Point is great. There, Erica is doing an amazing job. You know, think about everything she's been through, from losing her husband, their children, losing the father, mm-hmm. and then just all the false accusations of, oh, she had her husband, just crazy stuff. And
the Candace Owens
and
of all, the world.
And Turning Point's going down. I can tell you, Turning Point's not going anywhere. I've been to headquarters. They're very strong. They're carrying on the mission of Charlie Kirk. And that mission is not dying.
There's a new voice there.
There is a new voice.
I don't want to say, I don't want to speak out of turn, so.
Yeah. But, you know, my son is now working there.
Well, congratulations.
You know, he is, and our children got to be mm-hmm. mentored and in the room with Charlie, grew up around him, and so he made a major impact in our children's wow. lives. And now our son has an opportunity as a full-time rep to carry on that legacy, and you know, we're very excited for him and very proud of him at 19 years old to be, you know, pursuing the career he is. So, but no, you know, there are certain people that don't fully support the mission of Turning Point. And here's the great thing is those folks are also supporting me. So what would be considered the more establishment if you would say, because I want to sit at the table and be a leader mm-hmm. and work with everybody and govern. And I think those things are important and I hold true to my convictions. So.
Folks, I know you're getting tired of my questions, and, you know, the majority of social media thinks they've all been given to David ahead of time anyway, so, which is totally untrue. He doesn't know where I'm going with whatever when we talk. So, but what I really, really want to talk about is bridging that divide in the Arizona House, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a really good possibility you could be in the minority.
Yeah,
you know, after November,
yeah.
and going into January, going into the new session, and
we're going to believe that's not going to happen. So.
You and Lisa bridged it on the school board,
correct?
And for those folks who don't know, you can serve on a school board because it's voluntary and be in the legislature
correct.
At the same time,
absolutely,
which is a huge advantage. Another reason for my endorsement. Anyway, I digress, which I say every day on the show, right? So. How do you reach out to those people that are they've just been in there, they're probably termed out the next term, They don't want to deal with a Republican. They have their set talking points on their laptop, as you know.
Yeah.
If you should win, how do you deal with those people?
You know, it's based on individual conversations, honestly. You know, with Lisa, I was able to sit down, have open dialogue with her, and we found out she and her and I agree on a lot of things, you know, that would I always tease her and say, you're really more of a Republican than you are a Democrat. But there's things we totally disagree on. That does make her a Democrat. I'm like, nope, you're a Democrat, you know, on your viewpoint there. But it's just been able to, I sit and I listen, and then I'll point out to her, well, this is why I disagree. And just the way politics used to be, where you could have honest conversations and still go to lunch together, that's what we're missing. We've allowed this hate to stir up that really needs to go away. I can tell you, one of the greatest examples we see at the Capitol of those things being done has been with Representative Biasucci. Leo has been able to have Democrats sign on to his bills. He's had the governor to be able to she signed a lot of his bills, his and he's done a great job of that because Leo has built relationships across the aisle, and so I've been able to sit back and watch that from a distance and learn even from that, and I think that's important, you know, in having dialogue, having conversations, and then also understanding there is going to be those that are on the far left that are not interested in any conversation. They hate you because you're a Republican, and it is what it is, and you just know where you stand with them and move on.
All right, I'm going to take it one step further, because there's a Democrat that is running in the general election, and there's going to be two seats. What if Brian McMahon picks up one of those seats, and you end up working with Brian McMahon?
Well,
as a seatmate.
You know, that's a great question. It's not going to happen. I mean, we know how strong conservative this district is.
Could have you if turnout is 14%.
Yeah, dear God. No, I'd say his chances of winning are very low. But however, by some chance he did get across the aisle and turned out to be my seatmate, I'm gonna sit down with him and have conversations and do everything I can to have a good working relationship, and I know Representative or soon to be Senator Biasucci would do the same, but I just, again, I do not see that happening.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take a late break, and since you were here late,
yeah,
right? It's not your fault. It's your calendar's fault.
That's right. It's your fault.
This is a band I told my friend Tim I would play this. It's the Afters. I've never heard of them, but he's very Christian-based, and his band is, too.
Yeah.
Tim is. He's turned his life over to Christ as well. This is called Never Going Back to Okay by the Afters, and I've listened to the whole album on Spotify. I really like it, and his type of music, and I wouldn't say it's a Christian band. It might be, but there's definitely no obscenities. It's not a bar band, let's put it that way. So, and his band plays this music. So, anyway, back with more in a moment. You can participate. I think we'll put on the school board hat when we come back.
Yeah, and don't forget, today's early voting.
Oh, that's right. Today starts early voting.
Yep.
That's right. 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. I've got the text line up as well, and you can text your question into 928-727-5566, 928-727-5566. Back with more. School Board President David Rose coming up next. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's the Twilight Zone. Good song called Ocean Wide by the Afters. And thanks to Junior. used to call Marissa Jr. a lot. You know, like Marissa June, right?
Yeah.
Marissa Jr. Anyway, this is the original Jr. Turned me on. A guy named Tim. I don't want to say his last name on the air because everybody knows him. And they'll, hey, we heard your name on the air. And he'll get a big head about it and all that. He's already a lead guitar player. So, you know, we don't want that.
That's funny.
You don't want those guys getting a bigger head. Trust me. All right, we're broadcasting live from the Speak Out Kitchen with No Sinks. Hard to get rid of that old name, right? The sponsor name? Anyway, it's the Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink. We are Speak Out and brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center in Bullhead City, and from the mind of Dallas Finch, Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo. You should have a campaign party there. Why not? They got a little, it's a little bull that you ride on. That's what makes it a rodeo.
Nice. Yeah, I went in, checked it out. Dallas and Jim, they're awesome people.
Did you put,
no, I did
put
not.
A quarter in it?
I did not.
I'd break
I'll figure
it.
I'll take you there for lunch and
no,
you can't.
I'm almost there, man. Great pizza, sandwiches, salads. How's the food?
I haven't had it yet.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Home to the Booby Dropper, Main Street, Havasu. So there you have it. His wife actually came up with the name. That's how you make it stick, man, when the Department of War and Finance thinks about it, right?
Right.
I'm just saying. All right, I'm really getting into it, Tim. I like the band, The Afters. Good stuff. New music here on Speak Out. And I was going to ask you, too, now, you're president of the Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board.
Yes.
School's out right now.
It is.
New principal coming in, right, for the high school. Who's the new principal?
It would be Amy Barney.
Amy Barney. And then you have Scott Becker, who's now the assistant
superintendent.
Correct. Is that something that's kind of good for Amy because she can, hey, Mr. Becker, I've got this. What do you think about this issue? They can kind of bounce things 100%. Off of each other, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. What else is going on that, well, let's talk about you going possibly to the legislature and representing the school board. I've heard people online just, they don't know what they're talking about, number one. What advantage does that give the school district, if any?
It allows us to have a voice at the state capitol to represent rural schools.
Rural schools.
Yeah, because right now there are legislators who are in the state house who are on their school boards, and they all represent the great state of Maricopa County.
How many
there
are
is there? No school board members representing rural Arizona. And so I think that would be amazing for us to have a voice at the table of what, you know, funding looks like for rural schools, what busing looks like. You know, it looks very, very, very different than what it does for Maricopa County.
Interesting. How many are there? Do you know?
I know of at least three or four. Right now, most of them serve on the education committee. The speaker has guaranteed me that I would also go to education committee. So I'm looking forward to that and being able to really make a difference and represent Lake Havasu and rural Arizona on when it comes to education.
So that said, you being president of Lake Havasu Unified School District Governing Board, you seem to really have a fire in the belly for the job. Would you pursue that still? If you were in the legislature?
Absolutely.
Re-election?
Oh, re-election. No, I don't. I've been asked. I will tell you several people have asked me to stay on the school board. I would prefer to turn that over to someone else. Pass the torch.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see. You know, if there's no one that during that time to fill the position, I would consider, but I would prefer someone else step up, and I'd be able to pass the torch on.
So this past week on Friday, the passing of Lee Barnes. I call him Coach Barnes. I played sports.
Yeah.
I still call Coach Minigo, my soccer coach, Coach Minigo. Anyone that ever coached me, I call him Coach. So that's why in the news you'll hear, you know, Coach Barnes.
Yeah.
What did he mean to this district?
Well, you know, he was the first, you know, created the first district football program. But for a lot of students that came out of the district, he was a mentor, a friend, and he was also worked, you know, an educator in our district, and it just made a tremendous impact on the lives of young people, and many of them are business leaders in this community today, live in the community. The outpouring of well wishes and prayers to the family and has been very, you know, overwhelming. I will say the district is actually working on hosting a memorial service for the community, and there will be an announcement coming out about that at a later date. But no, you know, he made a tremendous impact, and he had a legacy. You know, I think about myself, what do I want people to remember me as? And he's been able to do that, to have a legacy that will live on many, many generations past him.
Yeah.
And so I look at that and go, that's the type of impact I want to make. I want people to go, man, that person made a difference in my life. And so he did that, and what an honor.
I was thinking about going to the memorial. It's actually scheduled for July 25th at 11 a.m. at Chagrin's Bridge.
Yes, a separate one the school district is not doing.
Oh, school district's doing it.
Yeah, the school district, we are planning on hosting one as
See that? Listen, Linda, listen. All right. I got it. All right, perfect. But I was thinking about going just to meet Bob Malacky.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, there's a major league pitcher, pitched for the Orioles, from Lake Havasu City.
Right.
And I have his baseball card, of all things. I know I have that card. It's like I can see it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, right.
Take and have him sign it.
Did you? You know you devalue a card by doing that. I don't know if you knew that or not, because there's already that electronic signature thing on there.
Yeah.
Did you play sports?
I played basketball when I was in.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not that tall.
I'm not. No. I was decent.
Were you scouted by Coach Crum?
Yeah, no. No.
Not that far.
I played
growing
up and then, you know, got out of sports. But
what's the plan for this? What's the big change for this next school year? Is it that, what's the short day, right?
So Fridays, is now early release day.
Early release day.
So, yeah, so parents, please remember Thursday is a full day, Friday is early release. And so we're excited about that. We are piloting smaller classroom sizes at some of our elementary schools, so we're excited about that. We have a new principal, Mr. Larry Olson, at Thunderbolt Middle School. So he is going to do.
He's a good guy.
He is, yeah. Mr. Olson's great. So we're excited about that. So a lot of great changes, and we just continue to push forward, do great things for kids.
Okay, so one change, maybe not so great. School lunches, did I hear the price going up?
Yeah, the price did go up. We're going to look at that, and it's happening nationwide. It's unfortunate. The cost of food has gone up. Everything is going up, and there's such an amount of unpaid lunches that the debt for meal lunch was just unbelievable. So, you know, I'm currently working on right now solutions to help some of that. I don't believe it's right to keep just passing the cost on to the family.
Right.
So there are some things I'm working on behind the scenes right now to try to help.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
I know in Bullhead, a lot of the schools will go 100% free and reduced lunch.
Right.
I don't know how they can do that, but it seems like you would write off a lot of debt
there. Yeah,
you don't just write off debt, do you?
Correct. No. It's
how does that work?
Yeah, it stays. You have to pull the money from somewhere. So
okay, how is the MAHA change working?
It has been amazing. You know, our district did.
He's reading.
The district, we allowed our kitchen staff to really kind of lead the way for the rest of the state. It's been amazing. Whenever Representative Biasucci came and presented this plan to them of what it would look like for his state bill, and the whole plan of that was for us to allow Representative Biasucci to use his home district to be the test, and it worked out great, and they led the example. How we couldn't believe how quick they made the switch. It was just it was awesome. It's now Chef Chris and the rest of the team. They've been able to help other school districts around the state get in compliance and really show them how quickly they were able to do it, not just in the school. There wasn't a lot of chemicals in the actual school lunch, But there was a lot in the a la carte items, the chips, the, you know, and so all of those changed. They made those changes very quick, and I'm very proud of and thankful for a great staff.
Does that add to the cost, having a better ingredients or, say, organic?
No, I don't believe so. I don't think it was a big change at all.
I think the cost was more supply chain or eating the debt or a combination of both.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Anything else you want to talk about school district related? I mean, we have probably an extra 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. School board elections are coming up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, so school board elections are coming up. We have three candidates that have pulled papers. Member Ramon has also pulled for reelection. And so stay informed, connect with your school board candidates, and ask them questions. And
how many seats?
There's two seats open. Member Ramon is running for re-election, and then Mike Kern's seat is going to be vacant.
I know Rebecca Main is running.
Correct, Rebecca Main, and then there's another gentleman running, Brandon. Oh gosh, I just lost his last name.
It's
Rooney.
Rooney, thank you.
Yes, Brandon Rooney.
Oh, I would catch it for
so
that.
So, whose father was Mr. Rooney, one of the former principals?
He's a criminal.
Do
you know
the high school. Oh, really?
Yeah, he went to Yuma High School. He told me his first day, the first time I interviewed him, he goes, "I'm actually a criminal." That's Yuma criminals,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's so funny.
So it is funny. So, you know, anyway, I hear that his son is a very qualified candidate as well.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
Looking forward to the interviews.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. We got three great candidates, and member Ramon has done a great job working with myself, Matt, and Lisa. The relationship has been great. Nobody thought that would be possible. And it just goes back to what we were talking about in the first segment.
Social media?
Of social, well, yeah, not just that. But being able to sit down, have a conversation, and set aside differences. And what we did is we just put kids first. You know, we put our political ideologies to the side and said, what are we going to do to make this school district great? And we don't want politics in schools at all, neither does Lisa. And the relationship and just the things we've been able to accomplish has been great. So I wish all of the candidates the best. And whoever is elected, I look forward to working with.
I have to ask you this question. It came up yesterday in a conversation with somebody.
I'm just kidding.
And it's about the MAGA team.
Yeah.
That branding, the MAGA team. Do you wish you'd... Do you still hold to that? Do you still, if you had to do it again, would you do it?
You know,
run as the MAGA team.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we showed that who we are. You know, we align. I don't. Here's the thing.
That's kind of my point. I don't mean to cut you off, but people on social media took that and went, "Oh man, you know, Donald Trump's on the school board."
Right.
And,
yeah.
And
stuff in that case at all.
You were all labeled as the MAGA team.
Right. Yeah. No. It showed who we were, where we stood with our values, and I wouldn't change that. I don't believe in nonpartisan races for city council, for a mayor's race. I don't, and for a school board, because here's the thing. I plan on rerunning the bill that the governor, you know, Representative Gillette and others had worked on to get rid of nonpartisan races. Oh. If we have a Republican governor, I want to be, either lead that bill or sponsor that bill, because you're going to bring your belief system to the table. You can tell people all day, I'm nonpartisan. You're still going to bring your political belief system to the table, and it's your mindset, it's your mentality, it's part of who you are. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, so just be honest with people, and that's what we did, because in a community like Lake Havasu, liberal-minded people sometimes switch and run as Republicans because they know if people know they're a Democrat, they can't win. And I will give this to Mike Kern, who took a lot of flack for being honest and open about being a Democrat. At least he did. Here's the why I respect him as a person is he didn't do the bait and switch and switch to the Republican Party, then run for school board and pretend to be a Republican when he's really not. So I commend him for that. I think that was great. And anytime people asked him if he was a Democrat, he would be open and honest. So I'm very thankful for that.
There is something to be said for that. You know, he is what he is.
Correct.
And no, that's
didn't help him.
You know, I sat here. There was a gentleman named Quasi Smith who ran for Congress 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Against our congressional representative. Come on, help me out.
Congressman Gosar.
Congressman Gosar, thank you. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, he was a Marine. He was a pastor. He was an attorney. He was a businessman. And I thought, they're running a Republican in wolf's clothing, sheep's clothing?
Yeah.
But it was a Republican underneath, or a Democrat underneath, but a Republican exterior. Could have fooled anybody.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they're smart with that.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And I wanted to get back to school business, too. You've got the early release. Is there a new schedule that you guys were talking about?
We are looking.
What schedule was that?
So we are looking at switching up our release times.
Yeah.
So we are having those conversations of what that would look like. It won't go into effect this year once it takes place. It would be hopefully the following school year, but staggering our times. For example, if you're a parent and you're dropping your elementary student off at Nautilus Elementary School, which is our school that is far on the north side, and then you have to get your middle schooler all the way to the south side, the Thunderbolt Middle School.
Right.
That creates a problem. So we want to be able to stack, because schools all starts at the same time. So we want to be able to stagger those times. That way it eliminates some of that for parents.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to take this one straight up to the top of the hour. Only going two breaks today. Kind of nice. Awesome. I like it. Yeah. Anyway, when is the first day of school? Do you know?
July,
right?
Yeah.
What is with that?
So it's just the way the calendar fell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Because that was never, ever, ever. We never, I don't think, started in July.
Right.
When I went to school. But that's Clark County School District. So.
Right.
All right. Anyway, we are going to take this right up to the top of the hour. Hannity coming up next after news and a short break.
Yeah.
And thanks for joining us on Speak Out today. Tomorrow we'll have James Jarman in.
Yeah.
He's going to be from Mojave College.
Nice.
Yeah. That's awesome. Get a little away from the politics for a minute, right?
Education.
We'll hit it next week. Trust me. We'll hit it big time. And I'll give you that schedule. Of course, on the show tomorrow. Join us at 11 o'clock for Speak Out every Monday through Friday. And David Rose, thanks for joining
me. Hey, thanks for having me. It's always great.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.